Hello everyone, Pastor Steve here. Hope you're doing well today. I'm on top of Wilton Baptist Church Mountain, and it's hard to see right through this little tree line the way the camera is, but there's a beautiful green mountains over in Vermont that you can see from the top up here. To my right are several picnic tables. Right in front of me is one of those tire swings, and then a couple parking areas up here, and a bonfire pit as well. And it's a beautiful space that God's given to us to use, and a great resource. And I'm really praying and hoping that in the future we can use this space and maybe put a deck up here and make it a real usable space for special meetings and prayer times and things like that. Other projects before all of this possibility up here would be down on the lower level around our baseball field, the bonfire area, and also where we're going to be putting the new maintenance garage. And so all of that is in motion for this week. And so let's pray for our men who are talking to the town and make sure that we have everything for the maintenance garage there. So please pray for that in your prayer time if you would. About 30 years ago or so, just over 30 years ago, there were several people getting together for Bible studies and prayer time, and eventually it formed into the Wilton Baptist Church. And we have some members of our church and attenders in our church who were here back in the day when the Wilton Baptist Church was just an idea. 150, 180, maybe 200 years ago, there was a Wilton Baptist Church. There's a cemetery a few miles away, and I guess from history, from what I'm told, is there was the church building there at one point that was known as the Wilton Baptist Church. So we have a long heritage back then, but this was a newer addition to that, I guess, the church that we're involved in here today. And I'm thankful for our church. I'd like to talk to you about our model of ministry and the motto or the slogan that you hear us say a lot, which is worship God, walk with others, and win people to Jesus. So worship, walk, and win. Several years ago, as I was studying the Bible and looking at the different examples of Scripture, both the Old Testament and New Testament, I observed that a lot of church life and a lot of the Christian life is relational based. And it was a lot of time where you would spend it together and encouraging one another in personable ways. A lot of Christianity formation and spiritual formation takes place one-on-one or in small groups. And I'll show you that in just a moment. And so several years ago, I began to kind of study this out a little bit. And there's an idea called simple church, just making things more simple. And a lot of times, American Christianity has really made things more complicated than it needs to be. And we have our own rituals and our own routines and our own traditions that sometimes get in the way of the simplicity that we find in the pages of Scripture. So let's go to Matthew in your Bible. Matthew is where we'll begin, chapter 28. I'll go ahead and pray, and then we'll have this message here, worship God, walk with others, and win to Jesus. We'll call it worship, walk, and win. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for you hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. Today we pray for those who are watching that they would be encouraged in Scripture. For those in their scatter groups or in their homes with families, that they would be blessed as they hear this message. We pray for those who are recovering, those who may be hurting, others who may be discouraged, that you would just lift them up and touch them and give them great encouragement and healing today. Thank you for our country. Thank you for the opportunity we have to worship you. And thank you for our church. Thank you for those who helped start this church and those who followed you and all the people that you're bringing to our church now, both our members and the many guests and visitors and attenders. We pray that you continue to knit us together, grow us together in your love and grace. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so worship, walk, and win. So I was reading through the Great Commission, and we know that in Matthew 28. I'm going to give you three key moments in Bible history, and that's where the idea of worship, walk, and win come from. And so hear this. Jesus is speaking to his disciples right before he ascends into heaven. So this would be the last things that he says before going up. And also Acts chapter 1 echoes some of these things as well. And when the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So this is Matthew 28:16. Now verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. All right. Some of them even had touched Jesus and seen Jesus, but some of the disciples were still kind of doubting about this. But as they are looking at him, he begins to speak, and here's what Jesus says. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. So, as I was coming up the mountain today, somebody said, you may have the birds in the background. I said, yeah, the birds are going to be like a choir. There's either a grasshopper or a locust or something right now that's making music here on the mountainside. So, I hope that's not a distraction, but maybe an encouragement to you. Today. Verse 17, they worshiped him. This is where we worship God. And this is where that word comes from. We worship God. We gather on Sunday mornings. The church gathered to worship God and to lift up his name. We sing to the Lord. We pray. We open the Bible and we read scriptures. We participate in a Bible message. And by the way, listen, did you hear how I said that? We don't just hear a Bible message, we participate in a Bible message. I hope that you are engaged whenever someone is preaching the Bible, not just listening, like letting it come into your ear, but actually participating. And that could be an amen, it could be a nod, it could be I'm opening my Bible or swiping through on my digital device on the scriptures that I have on that, but participating in that. So that's what we're doing Sunday mornings, and the church corporate is gathered together to worship the Lord, not just in song, but in song, in prayer, in Bible reading, and in participating in the scriptures. During that time, we have the kids' life going on. We have a spiritual discipleship for the kids there. They're learning the Bible. They're being introduced to Christ there. We also have nurseries that's taking place. And as time goes on, we'll also have our choir sing occasionally as well in the service. And it's a great time to be able to worship the Lord and to be encouraged and to encourage other people. And so that's our worship. It comes from verse 17. They worshiped him. And just exalting Christ, lifting him up in a public type way. And then Jesus came and spake unto them and said, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. So the idea of teaching here means to make disciples. And so we put the word walk here. So we're going to worship God on Sundays, and then we're going to walk with others through life. And that includes discipleship. This is our spiritual formation that is taking place. It's essentially living life with each other, and I'll show you that in a couple other passages. And so we are teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So baptism is the first response that a Christian gives once they've trusted Christ. They want to follow the Lord in believer's baptism. We were blessed to have two young people follow the Lord in believer's baptism. They expressed when they trusted Christ for salvation, and they have that assurance their sins are forgiven. They have a home in heaven, and God, Jesus Christ, is their God. And then they followed him in baptism, which represents the death, burial, and resurrection. And so they're on their way in spiritual formation and discipleship. In other words, it's being a follower of Christ. So we have our scatter group. So we have the church gathered to worship. We have the church scattered to walk with other people through life. And it's such a critical element. We have Awana for kids during the school year, and that's teaching them the scriptures. It's showing them how to apply it in their life. And then we have the scatter groups. I love the scatter groups because they're intergenerational. It's younger and older. The older are learning from the younger, and the older are teaching and instructing the younger. And it's a really a beautiful thing that's been working in our church. We have seen spiritual growth and great strides in people's life. And so that comes from there. And then we win in verse 20. He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And so Christ is with us through all of this. That's a great encouragement. So notice how we're to be teaching them to observe all things, and then basically it all starts over. We're winning people to Christ. We're finding ways to serve. We're the ones teaching. You're the one teaching. Christian, you are the one who is the light to someone who's in darkness. You are the only person that they may see, that they'll see Jesus in you. And maybe you're the only Christian that somebody knows. So it basically repeats itself, where we want to introduce them to Christ, see them spiritually formed or discipled, walking with other people through life, where then they are serving and they're teaching or ministering and sharing Christ with other people. No matter how you are serving the Lord, all of us are serving the Lord in some way to help with the pulpit ministry, the preaching ministry, the evangelistic ministry, and the edification ministry of disseminating or sharing the Word of God. You may be working in the sound booth, or helping with the lights, or working on the grounds crew, or greeting people, or opening the door when people come in. You may be welcoming people, and maybe you're on the safety team, or the nursery team, or the kids' life, or the Awana, or some of these other ministries that are going on. And all of us are working together, not just the person up front, but all of us are working together to win people to the Lord Jesus Christ. So teaching them to know who He is what Matthew 28 verse 20 is speaking of. And so we're going to be winning people to Christ, finding our spiritual gifts and using it to share Christ in evangelism and to share Christ in edification, the edification or the building up of the saints. Now, I'd like to take you to another paramount moment. So that would be in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, the last few verses of Acts chapter 2. So we have Jesus ready to ascend the Great Commission. That's a pinnacle, a paramount moment in Scripture. Here's another one. Jesus has already ascended in chapter 1 of Acts, and now He sends His Holy Spirit. We call this the day of Pentecost. And notice what these people are doing. In verse 46, they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and in breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat or their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So we have the church gathered on Sunday mornings, and here they were gathering in their public space, which would have been the temple, but then they were in their houses throughout the week. Small church gatherings. Now, we actually have, during our scattered group seasons, we actually have more meetings than we would have had if we had our traditional American church format. The American church format that we're more accustomed to, or that we've seen traditionally, was really developed after the light bulb was invented, and during that era of American history. And so we're following more this pattern here. They gathered together on Sundays as everybody, and then they had these small groups throughout the week. And I think it's great. We have three nights a week that during our scatter season people can meet and gather and have some Bible discipleship taking place, spiritual formation built on the Bible, the Word of God, and then conversations about the Scripture, and then togetherness, a prayer time that they share. And that really brings people's hearts together. And so they're living life together. And that's when discipleship happens. That's when it takes place. And so we have the idea of gathered and scattered from right here. That factors into our worship, walk, and win, because we worship God Sundays, we walk with others throughout the week, living life together, essentially, and then we can use our spiritual gifts and in our service together to win people to Christ. Now, that takes us to one more paramount moment in the Bible, and that is in Deuteronomy chapter 6. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it's called the Shema. The Shema means to hear. That's what the word is, Shema. And it means to hear attentively, not in one ear and out the other, but to hear with anticipation to respond. That's the idea of Shema, or hear. And notice what would happen, because this is Moses speaking to God's people, he says, I want you to listen up. Here's the major teaching of the Old Testament. This is the major teaching of the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, one God. It's the major teaching of the Old Testament. There's only one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Think about what Jesus did. He affirmed this several times. He said, the first commandment is love the Lord thy God. The second commandment is like unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. And so Jesus also references this paramount passage in the Old Testament called the Shema. Now, he says to continue to listen up here in these verses. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. There's a lot of verbs here. I circled all of them. So teach them. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. So I'm talking, I'm sitting. And when thou walkest, now we're walking, by the way. And when thou liest down, all right, I'm sleeping. And when thou risest up, when you get up, there's a consistent pattern that's demonstrated here of living life, teaching the Bible. Teaching others, there's one God and there's one Lord that we are following in our life. Notice verse 8, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And so this has to do with daily life. We're going to be living daily life. And so we have the worship God Sunday with our church gathered. We are scattered throughout the week with our church family and small group Bible study and prayer. And basically living life together with friendships, with those small group fellowships. And the teaching idea is right here of this idea, not just the stage on the stage. I mean, look at the orator. He's going to say and tell us in great words what to do and how to live. But more than that, more than a stage on a stage, we need a guide on the side. And that's what we find here in these words of the Shema. All right, we're going to be living life together. And whether I'm walking or sitting down or I'm talking to you or I'm talking to them or we're going to put this verse on the wall or we're going to talk and do this event over here, we're just living life together. And there's spiritual formation that takes place in this. And it's older teaching the younger. And by the way, it's reciprocal because the older needs to learn how the younger thinks so that they can actually teach them and actually communicate to them and meet the spiritual needs that they have and share some life examples. And that's one of the great benefits that I really like about our intergenerational scatter groups is because, like in our group, we had sometimes five or six additional teenagers than our immediate church families that were bringing teenagers. We had people from the community and neighborhood kids. And it was great to hear them talk and respond to those questions because then I knew how best to address them and how to talk with them. And it was a real beneficial thing. And they wanted to learn from the experienced Christians. And they were able to hear some of our life stories and testimonies and share some different things. And then we would share together our prayer requests to pray to the Lord. And so worship God, walk with others, and win to Jesus is our model of ministry. It's more than a slogan. It's our progression of discipleship. And I hope this helps you understand what we're doing and what's been happening and how it's been working in achieving, seeing people not only come to faith in Christ, but also develop in their walk with the Lord. It's more relational based. It's more of a guide on the side than just a stage on the stage. It's more participatory. It's more involved. And in some ways, it's more simple, but expecting more from our members and those who would truly walk with the Lord. It seems to be a good, healthy balance that we found in ministering in this era, in our land, in our place, with our people. And so I hope this has been a help to you. Continue to pray for our church. The second week of July, we're planning to start our scattered groups once again. Some of you are already meeting right now, so you've been able to hear this message together. Please take some time to answer these questions and then pray with whoever you're with. And let's keep praying that God will continue to grow our church spiritually, and He'll also continue to send visitors in that will be added to this local body as well. Thanks for praying. Thanks for participating. God bless.